You are on the waves of Radio Belarus, your most reliable conductor into the political, economic, social and cultural life of Belarus. Our coherent journalistic crew offers you embracing daily highlights of the major internal and global affairs. Stay tuned in to Radio Belarus.
This is Radio Belarus International with the latest news on Belarus, briefly about the main events of the day. Belarus participates in SCO consultations in Moscow. Cartoon Chernobyl-affected areas are returning to sustainable development. Belarus claim over 30 medals at Legends of Artistic Gymnastics tournament, and about these other events in more detail.
Radio Belarus. The news review.
And we start with official events. On behalf of the Belarusian people and himself, Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko has congratulated Prime Minister of Slovakia Robert Fico on a significant date, the 80th anniversary of Bratislava's liberation from Nazi occupation. The head of state noted that this important event in common history symbolizes the courage and dedication of soldiers and officers who fought not only for the independence of their homeland, but also for the liberation of all of Europe from the Brown Plague. We highly appreciate that the Slovak Republic preserves the memory of those who died in the fierce fight for peace and freedom, as well as the memory of the glorious feat of the Soviet and Slovak peoples, the message of congratulations reads. The President expressed confidence that respect for historical truth will remain a solid foundation for continuing friendship between Minsk and Bratislava. Alexander Lukashenko wished Robert Fico excellent health and further success, and the people of Slovakia well-being and prosperity.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Political affairs.
Moscow hosted another round of consultations to discuss international activities of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO and regional security. Attending the event were deputy foreign ministers of the SCO member states. The Belarusian delegation was led by First Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs Sergei Lukashevich. The consultations were aimed at deepening foreign policy coordination among the SCO member states to strengthen the organization's international position and geopolitical role. Special attention was paid to enhancing regional security, modernizing mechanisms to address challenges and threats within the SCO, and exploring other areas of reforming the organization. The Belarusian side emphasized the importance of developing joint approaches within the SCO to address global agenda issues and strengthen the coordination of member states' positions at the UN and other international organizations. On the sidelines of the event, Sergei Lukashevich held meetings with heads of delegations from Russia, China, and Iran. The meetings discussed pressing issues of cooperation within the SCO and bilateral agendas.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Economy.
Chernobyl-affected regions are gradually returning to the path of sustainable development and increasing their contribution to the economy, First Deputy Economy Minister Andrei Kartun said at a meeting of the Standing Interdepartmental Commission on State Programs. The event was attended by representatives of ministries, regional executive committees, and the Minsk City Executive Committee. The commission reviewed reports on the implementation of the state programs, education and youth policy, emergency response, the state program to overcome the aftermath of the Chernobyl catastrophe, and a number of others. Andrei Kartun remarked that a lot of educational institutions were built and renovated in the reporting period. Over 4 years, about 1.7 billion Belarusian rubles was allocated for these purposes. As a result, 159 educational facilities have been built, renovated in the regions. This includes 48 new kindergartens and 21 schools. These facilities are built mainly in big neighborhoods, the First Deputy Minister said.
Radio Belarus. The news review.
The Belarusian tire producer Belshina will supply a large batch of its products to Vietnam, Belshina Director General Alexander Kovalov said on the air of the STV TV channel. Previously, we supplied tires for mining equipment to this market. Last year, we started delivering tires for military equipment. Currently, we are discussing the supplies of tires for agricultural and road construction equipment. We signed a letter of intent to supply tires worth a total of $1 million, Alexander Kovalov stated. Around 10 Belarusian enterprises, including Minsk Automobile Plant, MAS, Polotsk Steklovolokno, and Processing Enterprises, are participating in the international exhibition Vietnam Expo 2025.
Radio Belarus. The news review.
Belarus is expanding cooperation with Pakistan, we learn from the press service of the Energy Ministry of Belarus. A meeting to discuss ways to step up Belarus-Pakistan cooperation was held at the Energy Ministry. The Belarusian delegation was headed by Energy Minister Denis Moroz and included representatives of the Energy Ministry and other government agencies. The Pakistani delegation was also big and diverse. The meeting took place in the run-up to the return visit of Pakistan's Prime Minister to Belarus. It was convened to address pressing issues of bilateral cooperation. During the two-day visit, the Pakistani delegation will discuss transport and logistics matters, joint assembly of tractors and electric buses, as well as maintenance centers, interaction in the banking sector and labor migration. Also on the agenda is preparation for the second Belarus-Pakistan Business Forum. It is viewed as a platform to build sustainable business contacts and increase trade between Belarus and Pakistan. Opening the meeting, Energy Minister Denis Moroz noted that Belarus and Pakistan have been cooperating for more than 30 years. This cooperation has become strategic and encompasses political and economic dimensions. Today we're interacting with you across various sectors of the economy with an ultimate goal of improving living standards in our countries, the Energy Minister said, addressing the participants of the meeting.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Social life.
Belarus Council of Ministers passed resolution number 192 on 31st March 2025 to approve the regulation on the data exchange system on foreign citizens and stateless persons with Russia. The document was published on the National Legal Internet Portal. The regulation establishes the principles of functioning of the data exchange system on border crossings at checkpoints, as well as on issued, cancelled, invalidated, and withdrawn identity documents of foreign citizens and stateless persons staying or residing in the territory of the Union State Member States. The document reads that the information system is designed to automate interstate information exchange in electronic form between the two states. The data exchange system will help check the validity of identity documents of foreigners, as well as to control the crossing of the Union State border by foreigners with valid entry, exit, residence, and transit permits.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Finally, some sports issues.
The international tournament Legends of Artistic Gymnastics, featuring athletes from four countries, completed at the Staiki National Gymnastics Center. The competition program ended with the finals in separate junior events. Sofia Stichetskaya of Belarus won on uneven bars and floor exercise and became the absolute champion of the home tournament. Earlier, the Belarusians secured victories in the all-round, balance, beam, and vault events. Anna Zolotukhina of Belarus clinched silvers in uneven bars and floor exercise on Thursday. Vladimir Basargin of Belarus was the best in the rings events, while his fellow Belarusian Artem Snetko took bronze. Gordey Peredereev won the vault event, his teammate Stanislav Pavluchenko was second. Ladislav Basargin and Arseniy Baklaga won parallel bars, silver and bronze respectively. Belarus claimed a total of 36 medals, including 11 gold, 13 silver and 12 bronze medals. The international tournament at Staiki got together about 100 gymnasts from Belarus, Russia, Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan.
Radio Belarus. The News Review.
You are listening to Radio Belarus. Every day we tell the world about the life of our country. Listen to us in Belarusian, Russian, Polish, German, English, Spanish, French, Chinese and Arabic. Radio Belarus brings you news as well as analytic, educational and entertaining programs for thinking and curious audiences. In them, you'll find everything you'd like to know about the country and even more. We provide our listeners with the most topical and comprehensive information. Discover Belarus together with us. You will find detailed information about us on the website www.radiobelarus.by.
Welcome to Belarus.
Minsk is the capital of our country. The city, beloved by all Belarusians and guests, is distinguished by its straight and wide arrow-like avenues, freely spread parks, fascinating maze of cozy streets, and by its friendly people. The guests of the capital say that Minsk is one of the cleanest and greenest cities in Europe, And that's really so. Certainly, the unmerciful history has dramatically redefined the looks of the city. And some other European capitals can offer a traveller a considerably greater choice of ancient architectural monuments. However, a curious mind will undoubtedly appreciate the bright originality of the Belarusian capital city. Perhaps it's the only city in the world with a 1,000-year history, which was completely destroyed as a result of a war and restored thanks to the enthusiasm of architects and citizens within several decades. And yet still Minsk, as any other city, is streets, bridges and buildings, no matter how old or modern they are. It's a city without bustle and vanities, without haste and race. It is slightly sluggish, slightly sleepy, but always fresh and romantic. The fascination of Minsk is in its special aura, which is noticed by all people coming here. Tranquility, tolerance and goodwill. These are the distinctive features of its people, transferred to their city. Guests who come here for the first time usually notice that they feel here as comfortably as at home, because Minsk is a city where no one feels an alien. Welcome to Belarus!
Music Box.
Мне и эти губы, эти руки, и волосы по всей длине, а в голосе родные звуки, влечет меня к тебе опять, искринка глаз твоих шальная. Готов всю жизнь я отстрадать из-за любви к тебе, родная. Твой милый силуэт я в память рисую, в картинах прошлых лет не нахожу такую. От радости горю под звуки твоей речи, все счастье подарю, любимая. При встрече хочу касаться я щекой твоих волос, душистой прядки, и постигать любви святой все таинство твоей загадки, с волнением ждать, когда уста сольются в сладком поцелуе. Так пусть живет моя мечта, сердца по-прежнему волнуя. Твой милый силуэт я в памяти рисую, в картинах прошлых лет не нахожу такую. От радости горю под звуки твоей речи, свет счастья подарю, любимая. моя при встрече. Рисую в картинах прошлых лет, не нахожу такую. От радости горю под звуки твоей речи. Свет счастья подарю, любимая, при встрече. Свет счастья подарю, любимая, при встрече.
You're listening to Radio Belarus. Belarus.
Music Box.
Завжди. Белорусский народ широкий.